slowed down a bit, or if I started, I don't know, I don't want to go too much faster, but I do want to, by the end, I was thinking, a bit slow. But I don't want to go crazy on the second. Yeah, maybe that. I think that's my bad. I don't think we slowed down. I think I just started a bit slow. No, we talked about, I haven't told you loads of dynamics for this one, because mostly it's just within the phrasing itself and trying to bring something interesting out. The one place we are coming down a bit, and actually it really came down on the piano as well, is around bar 69-70, from that point on, and then there's a big crescendo after that. But I say it takes a long time, the crescendo. It's not until bar 86, something like that we're up to forte, so it's very gradual. Good. Okay. There's a couple of moments where individual parts landed on a note and went, ooh, not that one. I'm hoping you've got those marked. They weren't like blatantly obvious, but I know sopranos are, there were maybe a couple of times that happened. Altos, there was a, it's bar 60. Oh, yeah, I know I was thinking of the next bit, but yeah, no, I was thinking to 60.
I came in too early.
Yeah. I think you're on the right note, it just didn't sit in the right place. G and then onto the F sharp. I wonder, I don't want to go over too much because I said we've got a lot to do tonight, but I wonder if we just hear that section actually. So, can we go from the alto solos off in bar 54, and then everybody else come in when you next sing Et Intera, so you'll know bar. Thank you. too bad. Now, the thing with this is we're doing it slightly under speed to what it would ideally be, just because for Miles and for you as well, it's just all of us, I think, benefit slightly from it being a bit slower. But the problem is there's a couple of difficult corners where you're slowing down more, so you're just going to keep it moving. So, yes, we're not going to do it. I'm not that mean. But the speed we are doing it, I'm trying not to slow down. So where did I miss that in particular? I think it's just all over the place. Lots of moments where individual parts were going, I want to slow down here, and the other parts were going, well, my part's fine here, I don't want to slow down. And it was just a bit messy. Yeah, we've got essential. Let's just do the whole thing again. Just a proctor man in. Yeah. So what's the ended up 79 too loud, because that should be MF, shouldn't it? And I always go, because it's your bit.
I was competing against the sopranos, trying to be louder than them when it wasn't
working. Yes, I'm not the case I was mezzo piano in 79. So at 79, I've got, at the moment I've got alto's F, but really that should be MF, shouldn't it?
Well,
and the next one should be F,
it feels like
you have to work too
hard, doesn't it? It was glorious. Right, I know I've changed his dynamic so many times, but at 79, can I have alto's as MF, and can I have everybody else's piano? Yes. I'm changing my mind.
It's all right, you're not singing the top A's.
Just to get to hear it, Carol said, yes, shut up. No, at 85, altos, that one's F, don't go for FF, just you know, nice and healthy and enjoy it. And then I'd say MF for the other parts, but not too, you know. At 85. No, just the piano. Just piano. Yeah. Yes. Oh, we're turning towards the end of that last phrase, yeah. I said crescendo into 90, didn't I? A little bit.
And I'll be double F at the end.
Yes, but not a good straight voice. So yes, I would like it to crescendo for the very last note. So 88 into 90, I've got a crescendo written, but never louder than lovely, as who used to say that? Janet Baker. Good, now there's one moment sopranos where the tuning, I think it was 35, 36, 37. Sopranos, would you sing from bar 30, please? And
thank you.
really given you any marking there, but it just felt a bit loud for that one. Did I say anything about that? I've got enough mark for the next one.
Got it marked on?
Crescendo on the Monday.
MP.
Oh, I definitely don't want crescendo on the Monday, no.
I've got little.
Well, that's what.
That's why I think there might be coming from a previous. Can I just be sort of MP, that one?
Yeah.
I know I was not helpful, I've not told you what you are before, but it just, that one particularly just felt a bit loud. With this one, I want more feeling of the works, who takes away the sins of the world, what we don't want. Yeah. Qui tollis peccata, and then you finally say, peccata mundi, the earth. Yeah. So even though I want you to not sing too loud on the Monday, I still want it to have a stress. Qui tollis peccata mundi. Just really come off it, I think is what I'm saying. It's just the first. Can we just go through the first choir entry? Because I wasn't sure. I don't feel we're not as comfortable with the notes on this one as maybe we'd like to be. Was there something out of the first one? You gave me a look.
I got wrong.
Okay. I think we were mostly there. But it just overall the whole choir didn't feel completely settled in those notes. So would you give this, Kim, a bar and a half? So bar 10, 11, halfway through bar 11 on your stage. Go straight on it, start 2, 1. down for the Loud Arms Tay and so there's three out there. I know I said to you, I have problems with names of these pieces. The three solos, so you're not singing anyway. Sit down for all of those. Right, this one's probably fine, but it's so short, we might as well sing it through. So, can we stand back up actually? We'll sing this, and then if all goes well, we'll just keep going.
Thank you.
beginning went, all right.
Those little eyes are deep,